You're listening to Business Matters.
Welcome. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley. I'm president of the Chamber, and I'm pleased to say that the Chamber has now moved our office. We have relocated to St. Michael's Drive. After 10 years at the Santa Fe Fashion Outlet Mall, we have moved to a much more central and convenient location. We are at 1644 St. Mike, 1644, which is right to, almost next door to Rob and Charlie's Bike Shop in St. Michael's Village West. And you can stop by and see us. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Please come by and visit the Chamber. We're almost completely moved in. It's been a good transition. We've still got to hang some art on the walls and pretty up the place a bit, but we are open for business. Phones are working, and my staff's done a great job getting set up in the new place. So please come and see us, 1644 St. Michael's Drive, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And as always, you can go to our website, santafechamber.com, and get more information about chamber programs and events, benefits of membership, different things that we're up to. Let me start off and talk about some upcoming events. We are hosting our Business After Hours on Thursday, September 27th. We will be at the New Mexico Cancer Center. This is hosted by Christa St. Vincent Hospital Foundation. It's at the Cancer Center, which is on Zia Road behind Albertson's over there. Starts at 5:30 on Thursday the 27th. We're also hosting a customer service training in collaboration with the Convention Visitors Bureau and the Tourism Association of New Mexico. We're hosting a customer service training. It's on October the 3rd. It takes place at the Convention Center, and it's suitable for really anybody who's in the customer service business. If you're a frontline person, if you'd like to send your front-end people, if you're in the hospitality industry, certainly consider coming out for the training. It's only $25 a person. It's about a two-hour session, and it's on October the 3rd. And you can go to our website, santafechamber.com, for information on that. And then on October 5th, will be Business Over Breakfast, and that will be at Sierra Buick GMC over on Sirius Road. We're going to have breakfast in the car dealership. Should be fun. It's going to start at 8:30. And we need an RSVP to 988-3279 if you're interested in coming to our breakfast. Great. Our first guest today is Mark Gourlay. He is the owner of New Mexico Sports and Fitness Center. Welcome, Mark. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about your facility. Tell me what New Mexico Sports and Fitness Center does.
New Mexico Sports and Fitness Center is a fitness facility here in town that is tied in with a physical therapy clinic. So we specialize in seeing a lot of what we call post-rehab individuals recovering from exercise recovering from injury,
right,
needing to continue their exercise. They come and see us. We get them set up on a program, and they can purchase a general membership, 1 month, 3 month, 1 year, whatever works best for them, or they can continue on with one of our qualified professional fitness trainers.
So to use an example, I got a bad knee. I hurt my knee years ago. It went through some therapy immediately afterwards that the doctor prescribed.
Yes.
And then, so once that session was over, that was probably 6 or 8 weeks, something like that. But in order to continue that therapy and to perhaps build up the strength around my knee so it doesn't do it again,
right,
that's something that you could help with. So initially you sit down with the client and talk about what their needs are?
Exactly. We find out, you know, what injuries could be ailing them. Talk about the do's and the don'ts for that injury, find out what else they would like to work on physically, and then put together a program that makes the most sense for them, keeping them working on getting the injury stronger, improving the rest of their body, basically help them improve all the functionality of their daily lives.
And all ages?
All ages. All ages are welcome. We do have a large senior population,
sure,
because of injuries and so forth. I'd say about 70% of our members are over the age of 55, but we see, you know, we see athletes that are recovering from injuries, and we're not just limited to people with injuries. We see people that are there for weight loss, just need general conditioning, whatever it might be. So
if someone's more older, they don't need to feel as though they're going to be the oldest person in the room, and it's going to be full of weightlifting guys. They can feel comfortable in your environment, and you make them feel
one of the biggest compliments we get is that we offer a non-intimidating environment. Our individuals that exercise there feel comfortable coming in and exercising and don't feel like there's going to be a bunch of, you know, muscle-bound individuals around.
Right, right. Let's talk about personal training. Somebody who, not necessarily because of an injury, but they want to focus more on getting in shape and what their particular needs might be. Talk about how that works and how often someone would have to come in and so on.
Well, it varies. For the most part, people purchase packages of training sessions. They can purchase individually if they like. Sometimes people come to do a personal training one time just to get launched on a program, and then they do the program on their own for about 4 or 6 weeks until they're ready to revamp their program, and they come and see us again. We have other individuals that use us as personal trainers on an ongoing basis. They come and see us 3 times a week. And what's good about that is we get to continually monitor their progress, and we can also tweak the program as we go along, so constantly change it, constantly keep them progressing.
And again, it's all up to individual needs, whether it's cardio, whether it's weightlifting, whether it's, as you said, post-therapy kind of exercise.
Right. It's not a one-size-fits-all. We tailor it towards each individual.
Yeah. And, of course, depending on people's schedule. Some people are very busy. They don't have the opportunity to come in as often as they'd like, but you're going to work with them and have a regular schedule.
And we try to keep the schedule open from 6 a.m. all the way through 8 p.m. in the evening.
And fitness classes?
Fitness classes. At New Mexico Sports and Fitness Center, we offer two classes mainly. One is called a Weights for Women class, which is a strength training class geared towards women to help them improve their strength, bone density, and, again, help them improve their activities of daily living. And the other is what we call a core conditioning class. And it targets specifically the abdominals, the spine, the hips, strengthening of the core.
Which everything else depends on.
Everything revolves around the core.
Okay. And I see you do water fitness. Talk about that.
We have a unique warm water therapy pool. I believe it's one of the only ones in northern New Mexico that's suited the way it is. It's a 15 by 15 feet pool. It's a shallow water pool. It's only about 4.5 feet deep, but it's a warm water therapy pool. It's kept at 92 degrees, and there's equipment under the water. There's an underwater bike, an underwater stepper, an underwater rower. We also have a device that throws out a current, an adjustable current, so our members can walk against the current or swim or jog against the current.
So all of this is about resistance. It's resistance to whatever movement you're doing.
Perhaps we have an individual with arthritis that doesn't tolerate the land-based exercise very well, but the water could be the best place for them.
And, of course, water takes away the impact of a running motion. Absolutely. That kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. You offer massage, I believe?
We do. We have a massage therapist that works for us, and that's just part of one of the packages that we offer our members. They work hard, and they get to treat themselves to a massage every so often.
And again, individual needs. Somebody who may have a neck problem, this is something that I've had in the past,
right.
Is tightness in the neck and shoulders, that kind of thing, that could focus on that particular area, or a more overall relaxation kind of massage.
Yes. Again, our massage therapist is well-versed in the do's and the don'ts for certain injuries.
How did you get started in the business? Over 20 years, I believe, you've been operating.
Well, the business has been around for over 20 years. As owners, my wife and I took over ownership about 5 years ago. I worked for New Mexico Sports, Fitness, and Physical Therapy for about 16 years, and the opportunity came around to purchase the fitness side of the business. So we jumped on it, and fortunately, it's been going well ever since.
Have you always been interested in health and wellness and fitness?
I have. I've always grew up very athletic through junior high and high school, and it just carried over. In my late 20s, I was working retail, decided I didn't like it, wanted to go back to school, went back to school, found out about exercise science program, got my degree in exercise science, and it's been a great journey ever since.
Yeah, good for you. And I'd like to ask my guests, what do you enjoy about it? What do you enjoy about running your business and working in the fitness arena?
Well, working in the fitness arena is great, only because, you get to see the progress, the results that individuals are gaining. You take someone who really enjoys skiing but hasn't been able to do it because of, a knee injury or a hip injury, and then you help them work towards getting those areas stronger, and they're back on the slopes, and they just come back, and you can see the smile on their face, and, they're doing what they love to do. So definitely seeing the progress in individuals is one of the most rewarding parts of the job. What I like about being a business owner now is it adds a whole different dimension. It's not just about personal training and developing exercise programs. It's about how do we continue to improve our business? How do we grow? How can we serve the community more? So
things like marketing and cash flow and budgeting and staffing and all of those challenges.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but having been in the business for so long, you must be pretty good at it. You've learned as you've gone and survived.
It's been a learning process as we go along, but it's been great. And every year we continue to learn more and more.
Let's get the contact information. If someone wants to learn more about New Mexico Sport and Fitness, how do they reach you?
They can call us at area code 505-424-0131, or they can get on the web at www.nmsportsfitness.com.
And where are you located? Rodeo Road, right?
We're located on the corner of Sawmill and Rodeo Road in the Rodeo Business Park, 2954 Rodeo Park Drive West.
And the hours?
Hours are Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday we're closed.
Excellent. I'm speaking with Mark Gourlay. He's the owner of New Mexico Sports and Fitness. We're going to take a break in a minute. When we come back, we're going to talk about fitness boot camp. Let me just point out that all of my guests on the show are members of the Chamber of Commerce. One of the benefits of membership is to come on and talk about your business. And to reach those members, go to santafechamber.com, go to the business directory, and then you can search for whatever product or service or business you're looking for. You can type in fitness, and Mark's business will pop up. And then there's a listing there with the address, phone number, contact information. You can email directly through the site and check out local businesses, members of the chamber. We're going to take a break. Back in a minute. Welcome back. This is Business Matters from Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley. I'm president of the chamber. I'm here every week on Talk 1260 KTRC, speaking with local business people about their businesses, talking about how they got started, what their challenges and rewards are. Our organization is devoted to growing the local economy, creating jobs in Santa Fe. The chamber's been around for about 100 years, and I'm pleased to say we're doing very well. We have over 800 members of our organization. Most of our members are small local businesses. We're a small business town. We're a small business chamber. We have nothing to do with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They're a national organization. They're based in D.C. They have their own members, their own agenda, their own board. We have nothing to do with that. We are an independent organization. My board of directors are local business people. We take positions on issues that affect Santa Fe. We have no affiliation with the U.S. Chamber. I know they do a lot of lobbying and funding of candidates, those kind of things. We have nothing to do with that. We don't pay them. We don't take direction from them. We're a completely separate, independent local organization. I do want to mention that because people sometimes get confused by the term Chamber of Commerce and think we're all part of the same group, and we are definitely not. We have a number of benefits of membership. If you want to get involved in the chamber, you can come to our networking events. You can connect. You can take advantage of our resources. You can be listed in our business directory, which we publish each year, a directory of local businesses, chamber members. We're getting ready to publish that for 2013. All of our members are listed on our website. And then, of course, we're also the voice of business in town. We are your advocates. If you have an issue with City Hall, with the county, if it's something that we can help smooth the way, whether it's a signage issue, an HR issue, if you're looking for a local banker or an attorney, if you're looking for some assistance with a hiring and firing, those kinds of issues, we can assist. We can refer you to a good realtor or an attorney. We can find you a great pizza in town. We can recommend a bed and breakfast. That's what we do, is make referrals to our members. We're in the business of growing the local economy, supporting local business. And business matters because business provides the tax revenue that allows our government to survive. If we didn't have business, we wouldn't have streets and trails and police and fire protection. All of those things depend upon tax revenue that's generated through commerce and through business. Also, nonprofits. Think about the number of nonprofits in Santa Fe. They're said to be somewhere between 500 and 700 nonprofit organizations. They're a very important part of our local economy. But those nonprofits depend upon philanthropy. They depend upon grants and gifts and volunteers, and their budgets depend upon a healthy economy to make them thrive. So nonprofits also depend upon business. That's what makes our community prosperous. It makes our community a great place to live, and hopefully a great place for our next generation to live. We want our young people to have the opportunity to live in Santa Fe, to work here, to grow here, to raise families here, to live in a great place. And so just a word there about why business matters to a community. It's what makes me do my job, is because I believe in that, and I believe in the opportunity for people to create business, to be entrepreneurs. And people like my guest, Mark Gurley, who has New Mexico Sport and Fitness. He is an entrepreneur, local business person's doing very well. And he, of course, creates jobs and creates tax revenue that helps Santa Fe survive. So, Mark.
Yes.
Let's talk about boot camp.
Great.
Tell us what fitness boot camp is.
Well, fitness boot camp, it's one of our group exercise fitness facilities. Boot camp has become really popular over the last few years. And basically what boot camp is, it's a moderate to high intensity cross-training class. What I mean by cross-training is we take a variety of different exercises, cardio-based exercises, strength training-based exercises, and we put them together in a way that we maximize the amount of calories burned, get people a good workout, and target the entire body during a workout.
So come in, start my session, and again, this is individually set or programmed for a person's needs, and then go immediately from one exercise to the next.
Yes.
And the way Give me some examples of what kind of exercises.
Okay, sure. Some examples of an exercise. We always start a class out with a warm-up, and we might go from the warm-up into a series of core exercises where we're working the abdominals, the spine, the hips, and then from there going directly into a cardiovascular exercise, maybe jumping jacks or jogging in place, and then maybe we'll hit the ground for some push-ups. And then we'll get back up and do some squats. And we also do our exercises with a wide variety of equipment. We use dumbbells. We use resistance bands, medicine balls, stability balls. Sometimes it's just your own body weight. And every class is different. I think that's one of the unique things, and that's one of the things that keeps people coming back is, you know, every workout is kind of a surprise. You know, it's a great workout when you're done, but you go in there not really knowing what to expect, and it breaks up the monotony of hitting the same routine over and over.
So do you do it in a group with other people?
We do it in a group, yes. Our class sizes range anywhere from 20 to 30 people in a class.
Okay.
We offer 27 classes a week. Most people sign up for 2 days a week, and we have a wide variety of class times, so anywhere from 6 a.m. all the way through 6:40 in the evening. And the way we structure our class is with every exercise we do, we demonstrate level one, level two, and sometimes level three. Level one obviously being the easier level.
Sure.
And level three being the more challenging. That way each person can find the level that works best for their current fitness level and perform at their pace.
So you said 27 classes a week?
27 classes.
With 20 to 30 people?
With 20 to 30 people.
This is tremendously successful.
It has grown quite a bit. You know, when we started fitness boot camp in a park, two classes a week. Maybe 12 to 15 people in a class, and now it's grown quite a bit. So we're very fortunate.
And again, let's talk about the ages involved, and it's not just for the young, flexible types. It's for everybody.
You know, we've had people in their 70s come and participate successfully in fitness boot camp, and still currently participate in fitness boot camp. But I would have to say the average range is between 25 and 45 years old.
And again, of course, working in a group like that, it gives the opportunity for people to make new friends and work with someone else, to encourage each other. That kind of support, I think, is important.
Absolutely, Simon, yes. You know, doing it in a group setting, you get motivation from the rest of the group. It is a good way to meet new people, people that have the same interests, same goals as you.
I asked you earlier about your rewards of running your business, and you talked about helping people and watch their development and healing in some cases and so on. What's the challenge? What do you find difficult in running your own business?
Well, you know, in the fitness business itself, the biggest challenge, I think, is keeping people consistent with exercise. We all know how beneficial exercise can be for our health, for our lives, but sometimes life gets in the way, whether it be work, family. So the hard part, the challenging part, I think, is finding techniques to help people stay consistent and adhering to their exercise program.
And let's give contact information one more time. We've got about a minute left. Sure. How can people reach you?
You can reach us at New Mexico Sports and Fitness Center, area code 505-424-0131. You can also look us up on the web at www.nmsportsfitness.com. You can also look at www.bootcampsantafe.com.
And again, New Mexico Sport and Fitness Center, located in the Rodeo Business Park off of Rodeo Road over by Sawmill Road. And you said 6 days a week you're open, Mark?
6 days a week.
Excellent. Thanks for taking the time to come by.
Thanks for having me.
So again, it's New Mexico Sports and Fitness Center. And as we've been talking, Mark welcomes people of all ages and fitnesses and situations. If you're recovering from an injury, if you've want to build up a particular part of your body, work on cardio, work on core strength, sit down with Mark and determine what your needs are, and him and his staff can help you out. This is Business Matters from Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a break. Back in a minute. Welcome back. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. In just a second, I'm going to be speaking with Shannon Moore Boniface from Careers First about her business, about employment agencies, personnel services. Again, a reminder of our upcoming networking events. We are hosting Business After Hours at the Christus St. Vincent Cancer Center, which is on Zia Road. It's on Thursday, September 27th. It starts at 5:30. We are also presenting a customer service training in collaboration with the Convention Visitors Bureau and the Tourism Association. It's on October the 3rd. It's about a two-hour session. It's going to be entertaining and fun. We recommend anybody who wants their front-end folks to be trained in better customer service techniques to join us for that. And then our Business Over Breakfast in October is Friday, October 5th. And we will be at Sierra Buick GMC over on Sirius Road. It starts at 8:30 a.m. And we do need an RSVP to 988-3279. And then looking ahead, I see we're hosting Business After Hours at Buffalo Thunder in November. That's going to be a fun event on November the 15th. My next guest is Shannon Moore Boniface. She is the principal of Careers First, a local personnel agency. How long have you been in business, Shannon?
12 years.
Already?
Yes.
Time flies.
It has.
Let's start off and talk about what the service that you provide. You work to help people find suitable jobs.
Yes. I work with so many small businesses here in Santa Fe to find the right employee. We do permanent placements, temp to hire placements, and temporary placements. And you know, it's so much about the right fit, Simon. I meet so many people who have the right skills, they have the experience, but we're looking for the right personality fit, which to me is so important. So that's why we do such a thorough screening. I meet with every business owner I work with to get a feel for what their environment is like, so that when I am recruiting for the right person, the right employee for them, it really helps me determine if they're going to fit into the culture of the business.
So you're not just screening the employee, you're screening the business as well to
Absolutely.
Determine, the, as you said, the culture, the environment, the speed of work, the you know whether they play music loud in the office or whatever it might be.
Yes. Yes, I do. Like I said, you know, so many people have the right skill set, but they're not going to fit into an environment that is not part of their personality. So it's important for me to meet with both the business owner and then the candidates interested in the job.
So that matchmaking is an important part of what you do. But if I'm looking to add to my staff, why not just put an ad in the paper and see what shows up? Why? What's the advantage of using an agency like yours?
The advantage of using an agency is you're going to save a lot of time. You're going to end up saving a lot of money. Many employers, unfortunately, make bad hiring choices. And when you're training someone in a new job, that is very expensive, very time-consuming. It takes other staff members away from what they should be doing to train a new person. Plus, we screen people through the interview process. We also do computer testing. I mean, I have so many people who sit down and tell me, oh, I'm a bookkeeper. And really, they're a QuickBooks user. So I put them on the computer and we do a bookkeeping test. And many times it determines if they are a bookkeeper or not. So we have other tools to help make sure that the candidate can do the job we're trying to fill.
How did you get started in the business?
I actually worked for another agency in town before I started my business and just felt like they didn't address some of the key areas of client satisfaction that were really important to me because I'm so hands-on. I mean, my business is about developing long-term, lasting relationships. So I've been recruiting in Santa Fe for 15 years now. And many of my clients I've worked with for 15 years. So it's been really interesting in developing those relationships, continuing to work with clients that I've known now for 15 years. Many of my clients become my friends.
Sure.
In fact, I laugh. It seems like everywhere I go in town, I run into someone I've met through my business.
Excellent. So I was going to ask you what you enjoy about it, that rewards of that those relationships helping businesses thrive, to be honest. And in many ways, you and I are in the same business.
Absolutely. And also, along with placing employees with businesses, many of my clients call me for a lot of advice. You know, how should I reward my employees? You know, it's not always about a bonus or a big check at the end of the year. There's so many other ways to make employees really feel like they're important in the workplace. That type of advice.
HR advice, hiring and firing and sticky HR situations.
Yes.
They come up all the time. When I talk to business people, dealing with their staff is often one of their biggest challenges.
I hear that so often. Many friends of mine who own small businesses, they always say, the toughest part of my business is managing employees. So we really try to give, you know, some good advice in that direction as well.
It occurs to me that in a recovering economy, of course, we're all talking about creating jobs. A business is in the fortunate position of having to add staff. But sometimes, rather than hire and fill a full-time permanent position, it makes more sense to perhaps bring someone on through an agency, through yourself, in a part-time position, in flexible hours. You can work with an employer to make those kinds of good decisions.
Yes, and that's where the temporary side of our business comes into play. Like in 2009, most of my businesses were really looking at hiring temporary employees. It was more beneficial to them. They didn't want to make a commitment to someone and then feel like they had to lay them off.
Right.
Also, they didn't provide, you know, the benefit package to a temporary employee. And we have a lot of my clients, they need temporary employees now because they have extra projects. They're starting to feel an increase in their business.
Yep.
Of course, there's coverage for maternity leaves, medical leaves, vacation. So temporary has been a very strong side of my business as well.
I want to ask you to look into your crystal ball a little bit. We're pretty fortunate. Our unemployment rate right now in Santa Fe is a little over 5%, I believe. It's been worse. It's gotten better. Where are we going? Do you feel as though the local economy is strengthening again?
I do. I have seen such an increase in my business, which I think is a very good indication of
definitely
that things are doing better. I've even seen, which I hadn't since probably 2007 or 8, I'm working with a lot of nonprofits again. I'm working with art galleries again. So to me, if nonprofits are hiring and galleries are hiring, we're definitely seeing an increase in business in Santa Fe.
I'm just going to put in a plug here. We are very big supporters of Los Alamos Labs and their mission, Los Alamos employs over 12,000 people directly in the local region, plus all of the suppliers and contractors that provide service to the lab. They are incredibly important to our local economy, and that one of the things that the Chamber's involved in is advocating for the lab and continuing to keep that federal funding flowing into the region. I think sometimes we don't realize how important LANL is for Santa Fe. We're fortunate to have government and tourism, but the third leg of our stool is Los Alamos Labs and all of the peripheral business that comes out of that. Do you work with the labs at all?
I have not worked with the labs, but I've worked with a lot of the contractors to the labs. Yes.
Let's give your contact information. Someone wants to talk with you about either hiring people or finding a job. What's the best way to reach you?
My phone number, 995-0404.
And typically you will make an appointment with someone, as you said, have them come in again, whether it's an employer or an employee, and sit down and this word screening sounds kind of cold, but get to know them a little bit in terms of what their qualifications are, what their ambition is, availability, those kind of things.
Yes. Actually, when I'm working with a business owner, I prefer to go and meet with them in their office environment or their business environment, because that, again, gives me a feel for what it's like in their workplace. And yes, job seekers, they come in, they sit down for a very relaxed, warm interview. I really try to get to know someone, you know, what their strengths are, what they're looking for, what their long-term goals are, because I like to make the right fit. So I want them to be very happy in the position that I end up placing them in.
Want to do good matchmaking.
Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Shannon Moore Boniface. She's the principal of Careers First, a personnel agency, placement agency in town. We've known each other for, I think, 12 years since you started out in business. She does an excellent job in town. Careers First is a member of the Chamber of Commerce, of course. If you go to our website, santafechamber.com, click on the business directory and type in jobs or employment or careers or personnel, Shannon's listing will come up. You can click right through to her website and her information. We also have a page on our website. It's actually under the relocation page, or the relocation heading, which is entitled Employment. And there are a lot of resources there for people who are looking for work, and resources in terms of training and those kind of things. So feel free to browse around our website and find some opportunities and useful resources there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about, see what Shannon's hiring for. Where are the open positions now? This is Business Matters from Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce right here on Talk 1260 KTRC. We'll be right back. Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. I'm speaking today with Shannon Moore Boniface, who is the principal of Careers First. She helps employers and employees match up and find appropriate positions and placements. What are you hiring for? What are the needs in the local economy right now?
I always need experienced legal secretaries and paralegals.
Really?
Always. In fact, I have 4 legal positions right now. I have some nonprofit development positions, major gift managers. I have a director of development. I have an accounting position. A lot of administrative, secretarial reception positions. Pretty much across the board right now.
You've said it right away. You always need paralegals and legal secretaries. So that's been an ongoing need for a long time. So there's a need there. Mm-hmm. And how does one qualify to be ready to take those kind of positions? What skills are required to be a legal secretary?
You know, the sad thing, Simon, is most of my legal opportunities, they want someone who walks in the door with the experience. Most of them feel like they don't have time to train, someone.
Right.
You know, fortunately, there's a great paralegal program at the Santa Fe Community College. And I know several of my clients, legal administrators, work very closely to support that program and to really help them focus on the skills that someone will need when they walk in the door. There are some of my clients who will take someone who's just out of the paralegal program and get them up to speed, but I would say probably at least 75 to 80% of my clients, they want someone with the experience.
That's an opportunity for someone who's considering moving to Santa Fe to, I may even put that on our website for opportunities for people who have experience in other communities. You can transfer here and so on. Is it a job sort of like nursing where you can kind of pick your own hours? You know, if
No. Unfortunately.
It's a 9 to 5.
It's an 8 to 5 and sometimes even later.
Right, right.
It's a very demanding position. I mean, the attorneys really depend on that support. But I'm always thrilled when I get a resume from someone relocating here, you know, who's worked in a New York law firm for the last 15 years. I actually just placed someone who's moving here. We did a Skype interview. I had met her last year, but she Skyped with my client, and she'll be starting a job this next week in Santa Fe.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about some advice for job seekers. People come in and see you. I'm looking for a position. Let's meet, sit down, and talk. Do you help people with resume preparation and interview skills and those kind of things?
Yes, we do. We always help someone focus on having a really solid resume. You know, a lot of people make the mistake of putting personal information on a resume or having, you know, an 8-page resume. I won't look at an 8-page resume, so I know my clients won't.
Yep.
We also go over interviewing tips. Focusing on answering the question. So many people get in trouble in an interview because they start rambling on and on and on rather than just answering the question directly. And we also have to many times give people advice on how to dress for an interview. You know, Santa Fe's a pretty casual town, but we still want to put that first impression, that first professional impression to the client. So it's interesting that I so often have to discuss how to dress for an interview. I mean, you've got one shot to impress someone.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time talking about workplace readiness skills, showing up on time, being dressed appropriately, sobriety, communication skills, those sort of basic workplace readiness things, which I think perhaps some of our educational institutions don't spend enough time focusing on, and that's across the board. I don't care if you're a mechanic or a chef or an artist. You need to be sober and show up and dress appropriately for the environment, as you say. Very, very important for employers to feel comfortable with the person that they're going to bring on as part of their team.
Yes. I actually had the opportunity a couple of years ago to do a program with some seniors in high school. Some of them knew they would not be going on to college, so I worked on helping them prepare for their first job, which I think is really important because classroom teachers don't have the time to do that type of mentoring.
That's exactly right. Let's go back to interviewing just for a second as well, but you talk about people start to ramble, and it's pretty intimidating to go for a job interview. It's also something that you perhaps don't do very often. If you're in a job for 5 years or 10 years or something, then you change, you're out of practice. And it's also, it's not quite like going to the doctor, but almost, you get to talk about yourself. You're not quite sure what question's coming next. Do you help people with that confidence and feeling comfortable? I mean, I think more than anything, feeling comfortable and confident in the interview can be very, very persuasive.
Yes, I do. I mean, I really try in my interview with someone to guide them on, you know, this can be a fun experience. And you have the same opportunity to interview the person who's interviewing you. You need to know, you know, what is the day like in this business? You know, one question I always ask employers when I meet with them the first time is, why are we filling this job? How many people have been in this job in the last 5 years? You know, so a job seeker even if you're not coming through my agency and you're listening and you're going out on an interview on your own, do your homework. Really find out as much as you can about the business that you're interviewing with so that you have appropriate questions. I think a lot of interviewers at the end of an interview, they always say, well, do you have any questions? Always have a question.
Yep.
Always have a question. I think it's really frustrating when someone says, no, I don't have any questions. So do your homework.
Another question I think is worth asking is, how much training will there be for the job? Or are you going to throw me in at the deep end?
Yes.
Some people, you know, realistically, you need to know how much oversight will there be in the first week or two in order to get someone up to speed, because some people don't do well at all if they're not closely supervised.
And also, am I walking into a mess?
Well,
has this job been vacant for a long period of time that I'm walking into a lot of overtime, a lot of catch up? I always think of that in particular with accounting positions. You know, are they replacing someone because they weren't doing the job and they didn't pay the gross receipts taxes for the last year? So, you know, that's something I also ask. Am I walking into a big mess?
And it could be the personality of the boss. Sometimes people are very strong and dominant and perhaps hard to deal with, harder to deal with. Other places it's a team, everybody works together. Different characteristics, as you say, and that's what your job, what your business does. Give your contact information one more time.
995-0404.
Been speaking with Shannon Moore Boniface from Careers First. Whether you're looking for a job or looking to hire, she can assist you. She's got tremendous resources, over 12 years of experience in Santa Fe in the job market. She knows the town. She knows people. She can help out your business make good decisions. This has been Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for listening right here on Talk 1260 KTRC. We'll be back next week. Money, 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 money.